This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 9. Restore us. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 80. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim. Shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might. Come and save us. Restore us, O God, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root of your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. Your vine is cut down. It is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the Son of Man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. Today's Bible passage addresses a deep-down concern. Is peace with God ever possible after God decides to hold us accountable for our sins? As the psalmist pointedly cries out, "How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder us against the prayers of your people?" The reality of God's gift of salvation in Christ does not give us freedom to do whatever we want without consequences. Psalm 80 recognizes that our sins damage our relationships with God and with each other. The psalmist describes how God's discipline of Israel is evident among the nations. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors. Your vine is cut down. At your rebuke, your people perish. There is no argument about Israel's sinfulness, no complaint that God's discipline might be too harsh. But Psalm 80 returns again and again to God's character. Make your face shine on us. God is the one who chose Israel and who cares for them. The psalmist is declaring that God is the only one who can restore them. Advent gives us an opportunity to be honest with God about our sins. Jesus came to restore us and all of his creation from the consequences of our sin, something we could not do on our own. Peace with God is only possible because Jesus took on himself the consequences of our sin. Pray with me. Lord, you know our sins. We cannot hide them or even justify them before you. Thank you for sending Jesus to restore us and to make us right with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.